Oh, I just sort of messed up there. Anyway, welcome back. It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And every night we are here at your radio dial. If you'd like to know where we do broadcast out of on any given night in any given city, go to our website. Go to affiliates, A-P-H-I-L-I-A-T-E-S. We misspell it. So for those of you who are in a spelling bee at some future point, please, there's two Fs, but we've purposefully destroyed the spelling of that word so you know it is your affiliate. And you can look on our affiliate list and find out state by state, town by town, whether or not we are, whether or not we exist anywhere in that geographic area. If we do not, if you are not able to find us there, there's a lot of stations that stream us live. And if you can't find that, you can certainly come to our website, philhenryshow.com. And if for no other way of accessing us, you can watch our live streaming video cast. Contained therein is audio. So people say, where can I hear you stream, Phil? On our website. Yeah, but that's video. Right. Well, you don't have to watch it. You can listen to it.
Yes, but I heard a man say, what did he say, bud?
Yeah, he said it's using up all the memory and everything.
Oh, well, now, ain't that too bad? It's using up the what?
Use up the memory. It's like it takes more power on a video cast.
It takes more power on a video. I guess it does. Speaking of that, by the way, our video cast fully mobile. So if you want to take us with you live and live and local, baby, at least to your phone, you can do that too. Like right now, wherever you are, just pick up the phone, you log in, you watch the video cast. Okay, because all over town, wherever you're going, we are a fully mobile operational thang, man. We have a mobile site too. So to the extent that we have dragged you kicking and screaming into the 21st century, more to the case, you've dragged us kicking and screaming into the 21st century. We're very, very grateful to be able to have done that. All right. World famous. Let's see. What is our number here? Oh, yeah. It's 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. So I was talking here with the guys as we were getting ready to go back from our break about the fact that over the last few days, I have, because of my birthday, my birthday, it seems, has not ended yet, and I don't know when it will, but I've got people baking me cakes left and right. I got people who are, you know, still wanting to celebrate with me, and I have put on weight to the tune of 235 pounds now.
Well, that is a lot more than you want to be at.
You said you didn't want to be over 230.
That's right, I did, and I have gone well over 230. So I'm going to have to start to take that weight off, and to the extent that I can do that, we're bringing on Dr. Jim Sadler. Dr. Sadler is, among other things, he competes in bodybuilding. He has competed in some weight training competition, body sculpting competition. He lives in the San Diego area and has a medical practice there. We welcome him on the program to maybe give me some tips on Dr. Sadler on how to get into shape. How are you this evening?
Very well, Phil, and a good evening to your audience.
Dr. Sadler, you you're not necessarily in the physiology or physical medicine or physical training aspect of medicine. You're not a sports medicine doctor, correct?
No, Phil. My specialty is simply internal medicine. But I did get into bodybuilding just as a way of body sculpting. I was blessed with a good body. I was born with, you know, more than my fair share, probably, of good solid muscle mass. But I wanted to tone up, and I have. And you know, it's just something that comes naturally to my side of the family. When I say my side of the family, I'm married to a woman, God bless, I knock wood, she's a good 30 years younger than me. The reason why I say all these things is for the guys that are listening right now, if your life is not going the way that it, you know, that you want it to go, you really should take a tip from me, Dr. Jim Sadler, and others like me, and get into shape, get ripped, get built, and see your life change.
Now, I don't have to get into any kind of steroids.
No. Not at all, Phil.
And what about protein?
Well, you want to get a good protein powder. You want to get a good protein powder. I think that there are a number of good protein powders on the market. I know that, and there are whey proteins, W-H-E-Y. Proteins that are very, very good for you. I personally do believe in the diet that you've been on, Phil, which is a low-cal diet. But you want to make sure that you have your good balance between your protein and your carbohydrate, so that you know, so that you do balance it out. You know.
We're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler here about weight training. I don't know that I want to weight train, but I want to tone and continue to burn the calories. I was down to 211.
Well, I know you dropped all the way down from 290, Phil, so you did a really good job, you know.
Thank you very much.
And you're to be commended. You have gone up a few pounds. It's going to happen. But the way you control it and the way that you're going to get it back down again is what we want to do is we want to limit the calorie. You want to do a little bit calorie burning. That's what I want to say.
By that you mean exercising?
Yeah, do some cardiovascular aerobic type exercising. I love personally to do what I call aerobic yoga. Aerobic yoga is where we stretch to the real endurance. I'll give an example. You can't see this, but I wish I had some Phil TV in my house. I got my wife, Tiffany, here. Honey, I want you to count it down. I'm going to do some aerobic yoga, and I'm going to literally be bending all the way over, and I'm going to extend myself, Phil, all the way so that my nose, literally, and it's kind of funny, my nose is going to come all the way up and touch my backside.
You're going to bend all the way over that way?
That's right.
Doctor, this is Margaret. So I want to be clear. Are you standing up?
Yeah, I'm standing. Maybe just crouched slightly at the knee, but I'm going to bend all the way over so that my nose touches my backside. You know, Phil, I always make a joke about when somebody says, whose butt are you kissing today? I said, well, I'm kissing my own butt today. And we even thought about...
That's pretty good. I'm kissing my own butt today.
Yeah, we even thought about have a T-shirt. Dr. Jim Sadler says if you're going to kiss any butt...
Kiss your own butt, huh?
That's right. Kiss your own butt today. But I don't know about it. But this is an aerobic exercise. So Tiffany, go ahead and count up. Now, I'm going to do this very quickly, Phil. So every time I do it one... I'm literally, my nose is touching my backside, all right? But this is wonderful for extension of the spine, wonderful for extension of the neck, wonderful for full extension. Here we go. Begin and one, two, three.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, Doc.
Yeah, what?
Well, that sounds like it hurts you.
No, it's not hurting me, no.
Well, you're going, it sounds like there's a strain.
Well, I'm bending all the way over and getting my nose right up in there. You know, not up in there, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, I'm sorry, I forgive me for interrupting you then, but it sounded like you were in pain.
Well, there's a little bit of extension, but that's to be expected. So let me continue, okay?
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dr. Sadler, it just sounded very painful.
No, I'm all right. All right, let's start again, Tiffany. Restart the clock. Restart the clock, honey. Put the drink down. Okay. Here we go. One and... One. Two. Ow, ow, ow. Three. Yeah! Four.
Wait a minute.
What's about it?
It sounds painful.
How many times I got to tell you? It's not painful.
All right, I have to break. I'm sorry.
Well, you're interrupting. When you interrupt, Phil, you're interrupting the stretching of the vertebrae, of all of the blood vessels. Would you put the drink down, please, honey? Thank you. Of all of the blood vessels, and put down a cigarette, and put down everything. Just put the stuff down and do the clock, okay? And all the blood vessels, Phil.
All right, hold on for a minute. Dr. Jim Sadler on the line with us here from San Diego. He's teaching me what is called, what did he call this?
It's called aerobic yoga.
Aerobic yoga, where he's doing a kind of a stretching. It sounds to me like a rather strenuous stretching. And in the process, teaching me some form of physical discipline that's going to help me in my continuing efforts at losing weight. We had a, like I said, we were celebrating my birthday and celebrating it quite a lot. And I fear I've put on more weight than I should have. So This is my effort at getting back into shape. I always like to encourage my audience. You know, guys, I went from 290 pounds down to 211. I'm still well below that weight, and I encourage all of you to,
hurry it up. We got to take a break.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Jesus.
You're babbling on.
Welcome back, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Jim Sadler on the line with us from San Diego as we continue discussing here, well, physical fitness, I guess, and my own need to get into shape. Dr. Sadler, you made a good point there. I did lose quite a bit of weight. I lost 80 pounds from the spring of 2012 to Halloween of 2012. And then from Halloween of last year to now, I've gone up 25 pounds. Is that kind of something you see a lot of?
Well, you know, Phil, we do. I think people, it's quite an achievement to lose that kind of weight. And then what people do is they naturally return to some of those habits they want to enjoy. And especially with you, you reached your target weight at Halloween time. And by that Halloween time, well, that's when all of the candy. And you also want to have, like, a Thanksgiving turkey. Don't you love to have the turkey? Phil?
Yeah, turkey and
and the cranberry sauce.
And the cran, yeah, all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so that's very, and then what's next? Well, I'll tell you what's next. Not Halloween, but after Thanksgiving comes, isn't it Halloween?
No, Christmas.
Christmas comes after Halloween. And then, it's Thanksgiving. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
It's Halloween, Thanksgiving.
And then Christmas. And yeah, you want to, hold on for just a minute. Is this Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Hmm. I'm sorry, Phil. Did you know that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is back on?
No, I didn't. And I can't say that I care.
Okay. I just thought I'd...
And we want to continue with what we're doing here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So Phil, it's not unusual for people to want to lose weight, but then they put the weight back on, which is what I've seen. Now, I want to get back to this exercise. This is called an aerobic yoga, what I'm attempting to do. And Phil, no matter how bad it sounds, I want you to just disregard that. And I want you to concentrate on the exercise itself. What we're doing is we're standing with our legs, shoulder. Can you get up and do this, Phil?
All right, I'm going to forgive the audience. I'm getting up now because I've got a remote microphone on. Sorry, I got a remote microphone on.
All right, and you're standing up?
I'm standing up, yes.
All right. Now, I want you to spread your legs, shoulder, get your legs good and wide. Spread them wide. Really open it up and spread it out. You know, just spread it, you know?
Well, how wide do you want my feet?
I just want to just spread them out, get it spread.
How wide, Dr. Sadler?
All right, shoulder length, God.
Well, I don't know. When you say just spread it,
well,
do you want me to do splits?
No, I don't want you to do no splits.
Well, then how wide do you want me to spread my legs?
Shoulder length.
Okay. I mean, that's a lot different from spread it out, you know.
Look, I understand. All right, so the legs are spread. Now, what I want you to do, don't yell at me, Phil. It makes me look like a chump to the audience, like I'm your guest, you know.
I understand.
Well, you're yelling at me. The audience thinks I'm some punk, you know.
I apologize.
Jesus.
I apologize.
All right.
So, what next?
What do you mean?
What exercise are we doing?
Oh, I'm sorry, Phil. I was looking. All right. Hold on for a minute. Would you put the drink down and the cigarette? How many times have I got to tell you that? I'll take you to the Burger King. All right.
Who was that? Is it your wife?
Yeah, it's Tiffany. All right. Your legs are spread out. Here we go now. We're going to start, and we're going to... What are you laughing at? Yeah, let me tell you something, baby. Shh, forget it. She's laughing at me now. All right. She loves to laugh at me. You want to know why she laughs at me? On account of I bring the lumber, and she it's all messed up about it. So she has to laugh at me. Otherwise, she'll just be deeply in love. You know, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, sure.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know what, man? Don't drag me into the psychodrama of your marriage, if you don't mind.
What do you mean psychodrama? What's that supposed to mean?
dude, I don't want to know about why your wife is laughing at you because you bring the lumber. That's great, you know.
Well, don't go sing-songy on me. Yeah, I don't know.
What are you in a freaking mood for?
You're in the mood. You're yelling at me.
You're telling me to spread it, spread it, spread it. I'm listening to this exercise you're doing where you sound like you're on the rack. You know, I'm just trying to follow along here. What, am I supposed to not react?
I'd like you to do what you're told. I'm the doctor.
Okay, fine. In the meantime, I'm listening to you jaw-jacking at your wife.
What's between me and my wife is between me and my wife. I don't see where it's no concern of yours.
Well, you've got Phil commenting on things about you and Amber.
My wife's name is Tiffany, God.
Okay, it's Tiffany.
I'm sorry, Tiffany.
You there?
Yeah.
What's up with you?
What's up with you?
Okay, thanks a lot, Doc.
Please don't hang up.
You said, please don't hang up.
Yeah, I heard him. I heard him say, please don't hang up, and I hung up anyway. How about that? How about that, bud? I hung up anyway. Oh, my God. The guest asked me not to hang up, and I hung up anyway.
What are you all upset about, Mr. Ray?
What am I upset about? I'm upset about the ongoing psychosis of this radio show. I'm upset about how whack everything gets. I'm upset about how super personal things get. I'm upset about how a simple interview about aerobic yoga, which sounded interesting to me, turns into a recrimination over a guy's relationship with his wife, over whether or not I'm saying things respectfully, you know. This is the thing that is upsetting to me. This is a radio show. This is not a... I'm not in the family room at someone's house trying to negotiate peace between squabbling brothers and sisters. Let's just do a radio show. You understand? It's 8 million degrees in here. I feel like I'm in a freaking Turkish bath. I got nutcases on the phone, nutcases to the left of me, nutcases to the right of me, nutcases all around, okay?
You're nuts.
Oh, aren't you funny? Now get that jackass back on the phone. If I get one bit of lip from him, I'm hanging up for good. One teeny bit of lip.
All right.
And Bud, by the way, I don't need to hear you screening the call while I'm on the air. You got it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, just, oh, I better not.
Dr. Sadler?
Hi, Phil.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that I was stressing you out. I'm sorry. Tiffany was pissing me, excuse my language, she was irritating me, she was smoking a cigarette and eating Moose Track ice cream. I says to her, you know, I'm trying to do my aerobic yoga. I'm sure you understand, Phil, you know? And
she was eating ice cream, huh?
Yeah, well, she was eating Moose Dump, what do they call it, Moose Track? It looks like Moose Dump to me, and they call it Moose Track, you know?
Yeah, that's on account of you have a milk that looks like a Moose Dump.
Yeah. That looks like a moose. I don't know what this truck. What is this?
It's an ice cream called Moose Tracks, but they have little milk duds that looks like a moose squatted in your. I don't know.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Well, yeah, believe me, I totally hate it. It is delicious, and I've eaten it. And she says to me, "How come you eat it if it makes you disgusted?" And I said, "It's disgusting to think that a moose took a dump in the ice cream." And she says to me, "It's not a real dump." I go, "I know it's not a real dump. I know that. But I said,
Never mind, man. I don't need to know the history of your relationship with Moose Track ice cream. Jeez.
Wow. Get that guy a Xanax.
Are you, Phil, are you all right? Because now I think Dr. Sadler has a point.
I'm fine. I can't believe the stuff we talk about.
Phil, look, you got to get a grip.
I'm getting a grip. Don't worry about it.
Just like the doctor says, you got to get a grip.
Yeah, I better get a grip.
Okay, those two a-holes that just said that...
Take it easy.
No, that's dirty pool. I'm on here trying to do the aerobics, you know?
Just take it. Doc, you got a funny way of talking. You know that as well as I do. Just take it easy. I want to get in at least one exercise here of the aerobic yoga, and then we'll get back to the whatever the hell it is we're doing. I don't know what it is we're doing.
Ain't you going to take no phone calls?
Yeah, we'll take some phone calls. That's it.
All right. Tiffany, just in the name of everything holy, put the Moose Dump down and just get this. Thank you. All right, Phil, here we go. This is called aerobic yoga. We're going to do that. We're doing the neck stretch. Again, you get the nose right up tight to the bum, and it's kind of a funny exercise. Everybody laugh about it. But it's very good for you. And begin. Ow, ow, ow. One. Two. God, it hurts. 3. 4.
I can't stand it.
What are you doing? He's doing it at number 5.
Well, isn't that nice? He's going to know. I can't stand listening to it.
What am I supposed to say to him when he finds out he done got cut off?
What are you supposed to say to him when he finds out he done got cut off? Tell him that he done got cut off because we had to go to a break, okay? That way he won't think we cut him off because it sounded like somebody was taking his fingernails out one by one with pliers. Wow.
It did sound interesting. I thought it sounded very interesting.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it sounds real good. It's great if you enjoy listening to some guy in the dungeon of a South American prison. It's fantastic. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. That number again. All right, coming up this weekend, we've got Steve Bozell and Ted Bell doing play-by-play almost the NFL game of the week, the Phil Henry Show. Famous Phil Henry Show, and Dr. Jim Sadler with us here. I'm also with Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, and Robert Leonard as we continue talking about physical fitness. Of course, it's an extremely important, very, very important topic. It just never, ever, ever will not be an important topic, I think, for the rest of the history of humankind. We finally have sort of come around to the idea that we have to take care of ourselves physically if we hope to have a good life, and it certainly is the case with Phil Henry. I was hospitalized 4 years ago. 4 years ago this coming Christmas with pneumonia, and it was on during that time that I quit smoking, but it was also following that particular time that I put on some 40 pounds as the result of quitting smoking. But don't do the speed it up thing, okay?
Well, I'm just saying.
You're giving me that speed up thing. What do you want me to speed up for?
No, I'll get to Dr. Sadler.
I'm sorry, Phil. I told Bud to give you the speed up because I gotta we gotta get to it.
I'm talking about me and what led me to the point here of talking to you.
Okay, fine. Jesus.
Never mind.
Well, don't be a baby, Phil.
Oh, yeah, don't be a baby. I mean, if you...
I'm not being a baby. I was talking about why I quit smoking and why I got into physical fitness, and you got Bud giving me the hurry it up sign.
Because I wanted to get to... The aerobic yoga.
Let me tell you about aerobic yoga, as long as we're on the topic.
Well, wait, I only got the 5.
Yeah, you got the 5. It sounds to me like you're having your eyeballs put out with a knitting needle.
So funny about that, Mr. Henry.
It just is.
So you think it's funny to hear a man get his eyeballs taken out, huh?
When I'm listening to you going through your aerobic yoga, yes.
Well, it does sound, Dr. Sadler, as if you're in extreme discomfort.
The only discomfort I'm in is knowing that I want to get the 10 before you got to the commercial break, that's all.
Well, why do you got to get the 10?
To show people how well it stretches out. Never mind.
To show people how well it stretches...
Phil, no one likes being laughed at.
Well, I'm laughing at you, okay? So I think you're going to have to live with that one, Doc. Because a lot of the stuff you say is real weird, Jack. It's real weird. Let me go to David G. Hall, who is listening in from South Pasadena this evening he's on our program director line. David?
Yeah, I want to talk to you, Phil, about... your name is Dr. Sadler, yes, sir?
Yeah, Dr. Sadler, yes, sir. How can I help you?
I'm David G. Hall. I'm the vice president of syndication.
All right.
I wanted to talk to Phil. If you could put Dr. Sadler on hold, Phil. Would you mind doing that?
Well, why are you going to put me on hold? I never did that.
Okay, I got him on hold, David. What's the story?
The story is you got a guy on here, and forgive me for saying this, you got a guy on here that sounds like some sort of a super dork. He's all, yeah.
I understand he has a little bit of a speech impediment.
No, this guy doesn't have he's talking about... He sounds like he's a little bait. He sounds like he's sucking on something. I don't know what his story is. He sounds... I'm going to tell you, I've gotten complaints here in the last half hour because we got them... I got the complaint line routed into my home. I've got it routed into my car. I've got it routed into my home. And God help me, I've got it routed to that Krispy Kreme down here because of Daphne. Okay? God help me.
You're the guy that's going out with her, man. Anybody forcing you to go out with her?
No.
Then what's...
All right, but I'm just saying, I got the complaint line routed into all three places because I got people calling in and saying, what is this guy sucking on? And I said, and I'm just asking you officially, he doesn't have anything in his mouth, does he?
No, he doesn't have anything in his mouth.
Could you ask him, please?
No, I will not ask him. I'm on the air right now. Get out of here, David. All right, Dr. Sadler, I was just talking to my vice president of syndication. We can continue now with the aerobic yoga.
I want to do that. I did hear, because we had a radio on, I don't know if your vice president of syndication is an idiot.
That's true. You know, I didn't even think of that. I apologize, Dr. Sadler.
Well, I heard him say, is he sucking on anything? And the answer, Mr. Hall, or whatever your name is, no, I'm not. And now, my question is, are you, Mr. Hall, are you sucking on anything that may belong to a sponsor? Now then.
Thank you very much, sir, because that probably got me in all kinds of trouble.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to take that kind of abuse. All right, my wife's name is Amber. I thank God it isn't Daphne, because if I had a wife that needed to have Krispy Kreme literally vacuum-piped into the house every day, I would kill her, and I would sandbag the front door of the house. That is my take on that. All right. Are you ready, Phil?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's disregard whatever that was that you just said.
Well, you know, I think it's important.
Let's disregard whatever you just said. I'm ready.
All right, fine. One, two, hold on. Would you please put all of that down? Where'd you get that? Where'd you get the bear claw? Where?
Come on, Dr. Sadler, you ready or not?
I'm sorry. All right, one, two. Oh, excuse me. One. Hold on a second. Yeah. All right. One, two. One, two, three, and... One.
Oh, come on, will you?
What?
Are you doing some kind of aerobic yoga, or are you just making noises?
Whatever your problem is, Phil, I sure hope you get it worked out.
No, whatever your problem... What?
David.
What do you want, David?
Don't hang up on me. No, I just heard that guy. It sounds to me like he's got a boyfriend there, if you know what I'm talking about. I just heard this guy with a whole... Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's going on there?
All right, you know what? I'm going to have you talk to this guy.
Hello?
I want you to talk to David Hall.
David Hall.
What do you want?
What do I want? I want to know what you're doing there, because I am the vice president of syndication.
Yeah, so I heard.
Okay, so you heard? It sounds to me like you've got yourself a little party going there, and it involves some sort of baby oil. I don't know.
But I don't have a party going here. I got a wife that's watching me doing aerobic yoga.
You got a wife watching you do aerobic yoga. What's that code for?
Oh, baby. It's not code for anything, sir. It's simply a exercise that we're doing, and I'm sorry if it sounds unusual to you.
It sounds unusual to everybody, Dr. Sadler, all right? Because every time you say one, it sounds like you're going through the tortures of the damned.
That's it exactly. That's it exactly. You're bending over. I mean, I was listening on the radio. You're trying to touch your rear end with your... Oh, here we go. Here's the first laugh of the night on this. This is a very, very significant yoga move that I have invented myself, and that has helped millions of people survive neck injury and spinal paralysis. What do you think about that?
You know something, sir? I think I'd rather be paralyzed than be sticking my own nose in my own rectum. I'm David Hall.
How do you like the balls on this guy?
David, are you there? David.
He hung up. He hung up, and he locked it out with the... God, man, I don't believe that.
What about this guy? He completely dismisses an entire discipline of the physical...
Take it easy. Take it easy.
I mean...
Take it easy.
He completely dismisses an entire...
Take it easy.
I'll say it for you, Dr. Sadler, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
He's dismissing, Phil, a physical discipline that has helped people with spinal injury and neck injury by saying I'd rather be paralyzed than stick my own nose in my own rectum because he's a child and he's always been a child.
Well, now, finally, some people around here are seeing things my way.
What are you talking about?
I've been saying that for years. And every time I say it, I got you guys kissing his ass.
Man, I don't kiss his ass, Mr. I just say a lot of times he was right.
Yeah, Phil, you have to give him his due.
You give him his due. I've known all about David ever since I met this guy. He's got a child's mentality when it comes to the programming on his show. Yeah, we got a guy on who may have a series of exercises that helps people with their paralysis and so on and so forth. But the fact is, this guy, is that you, Dr. Sadler?
I'm just listening.
Will you put him on hold?
I know.
The fact is, that guy has, he's got a mentality, yeah, of a little kid with the whole, I'd rather stick my nose up a...
Well, I think that what Dr. Sadler has done is absolutely breathtakingly astounding. I think it has saved millions. Yes, regrettably, it involves an exercise where you've got to get your face... I don't know how else to say it. Robert, how would you say it?
Well, you got
to
get your face right up in it.
Yeah, you have to get your face right up in it. Now, I said on one of the programs, as you know, Phil, I said to my everlasting regret that your face needs to be...
You said it's got to be ready for what you give it.
It has to be ready for anything you give it or anyone gives it.
Uh-huh.
What's your problem?
You know, you people around here have a way of putting things that just really disgust me, that's all.
Well, excuse me. I didn't know I was in the presence of greatness. Everyone, let's just...
Yay!
Yes, very nice, Phil.
No, I mean, seriously, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is the guy's got an exercise that happens to, you know, place the nose in direct proximity to your own ass, so...
So you see how he laughs? You're laughing, but if I said that, you'd have me hanging by the thumbs out in some public square populated by 1% Mongols. Drop dead.
All right, we're going to take a break here on the... Suddenly we're all into this world of 1%, excuse me, if you are a member of the of that world, we don't need anything. All right, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and we'll be right back with more. Get Dr. Sadler back on so we can at least conclude this ridiculous, asinine-sounding exercise. I don't give a damn, you know, I won't go as far as David, but this guy had better tell me something about this because it's giving me the creeps. Welcome back here to the Phil Henry Show. Next hour, Margaret Gray and Doug Dangle will be talking about Disney delaying the Pirates of the Caribbean sequel. What's that about? Johnny Depp is their big superstar, but they're delaying the release of that until Ant-Man come out. I know I'm talking like I have a problem with my spinal column, but we are talking to Dr. Jim Sadler about that.
Yeah, thank you very much for the big build-up like you're spastic or...
Yeah. Oh, take it easy, will you? So we're going to be talking with Margaret about that, and Doug Dangle will be on. Disney delaying the Pirate sequel, huh?
Well, it shows, I think, a great deal of disrespect for a man that has helped the Disney franchise to a new level of respectability, you know, among adult viewers.
You mean Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, I mean Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't think it's very... Well, okay, never mind. You're the expert. So we'll talk about that next hour and other entertainment news here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Finishing up here with Dr. Jim Sadler from San Diego. And again, my apologies, Dr. Sadler. We've had an ongoing argument between you and David G. Hall. Let me just say to people, Dr. Sadler, you have a bit of a speech impediment, correct?
Well, yeah, I have often said, and I also said it before I went on the air with you tonight, let's not hit that one too far downfield. You're always wanting to hit that out of the park, and I want to downplay it.
I know you want to downplay it, but it comes up from time to time. It came up tonight.
It came up tonight because David Hall is a sadistic fat tub of guts.
Well, all right, but he said he was having complaints.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, you really think the guy was going to have a complaint?
I think that, Margaret?
Well, Dr. Sadler, the way you're sounding tonight, you sound particularly... There seems to be a little bit of a problem controlling your speech tonight.
Well, it could very well be because I got the wife, Tiffany, that's sitting there. I don't remember the name of them, but the abandon, you know?
See, I don't understand anything you're saying. Is that nerves?
It is a little bit of his nerves, yeah. But Amber's sitting there. When he brought up a... When he brought up a Krispy Kreme. He brought up a Krispy Kreme.
Take it easy.
I know, but...
Doctor, just slow down, Dr. Sadler, because this is very important for people to listen to. Dr. Sadler is one of the very great physical medicine men, and yet he does have a speech impediment. Can you tell people why?
Yeah, because I at one time before I got into medicine, I was a bondman payment.
I'm sorry, you were what?
I was a bondman payment.
You were a...
You're a lemon tamer.
No, a lion tamer, you ass on a stick.
Well, who is that?
That's Bud Dickman.
You're something Dickman. You're a bit... Forget it.
Bud out, okay?
It sounded like lemon tamer.
It ain't lemon tamer. The guy was a lion tamer.
I was a lion tamer, and part of the act was a part of the French dip a cabbage.
You were French kissing a cabbage?
No, what an ass.
You don't have to call me an ass.
You were French kissing a lion. I know the story.
No, both of them lion. I tried to French kiss a leopard.
I'm sorry, a leopard. He tried to French kiss a leopard. It was part of his act as a lion tamer.
Well, the whole reason is a lion tamer. What's he trying to French kiss a leopard for?
Still a big cat.
Okay, what he said, what difference does it make? It's still a big cat.
I understand what he said.
Yeah, I understand what he said, too. It sounded like the dumbest thing a man would possibly do. Try to French kiss a leopard. What for?
Because I thought it would distinguish me from the back.
You thought it would distinguish you?
With the back.
With your act.
Right.
Why don't we have people on the show nobody understands?
That is a point, Phil. You've got on Debbie Dooley and that stumbling, muttering... And now this guy.
Oh, well, you know, it's easy for you to say, Miss Jay. Did you do the debit?
No, you're absolutely right. I didn't try to French kiss a leopard. You're right. I'm such a bad person.
Look, Doc, I understand you took a shot during your lion-taming career. It went south. Now you're a doctor, and we just have to live with it. I apologize to the extent that my crew has been making fun or otherwise alluding to things that they shouldn't be alluding to. I apologize for that. The only thing that I can tell you is that when you were attempting your aerobic yoga, it sounded like you were in pain.
All right, but what you're doing, Phil, is you're telling your crew that they're wrong, but you're giving yourself your bed to the belly of James, right?
What did he say?
You're saying that I'm telling my crew they're wrong, but I'm giving myself a pass.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't try to make fun of you. I mean, I'm telling you right now, what you were doing with that aerobic yoga sounded really painful.
Why are you out of breath?
Because it's hotter than hell in here, man. It's hotter than hell in here. Is that guy back again?
David Hall. The guy, he said, David, Phil didn't want to talk to you at all.
I don't give a damn what he wants. Let me talk to that guy, Sadler.
He's there.
What do you want? What do I want? I'll tell you what I want, Sadler. You just explained to Henry that you lost your tongue in a leopard training accident. Were you trying to...
No, I said I lost my tongue in a lion... Don't you listen to nothing. I said I lost my tongue in a lion taming accident. I tried to French kiss a leopard.
You tried to French kiss a leopard? Good God!
No, a leopard, you ass!
The leopard cat.
All right, well, so why didn't you say that at the beginning so that people out here who are calling me by the dozens every minute trying to figure out who this guy is on the... They think you're some life form.
What?
Nothing. I got emotional. I just got emotional, I'm telling you.
What do you got muscle about?
Because I got people calling and asking me if you're some hydrogen-based life form from a...
All right, David, you got your little chuckle in.
Oh, come on, will you? Oh, so that's it, huh? The guy calling up to try to make a fun of me.
I can only tell you that, Dr. Sadler, in the future, before we have you on the air, I'm going to vet these different demonstrations so that I know they don't cause some kind of wild stink, okay?
Well, Phil, I don't really like being censored.
Well, that's too bad, because that's going to happen. And we're going to do it with all the guests from now on. You understand that, Margaret?
Well, yes, Phil, I understand, but I...
No. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Bud?
Yes, sir.
Robert?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Sadler?
It's your show, Phil.
Good. Because from now on, I'm not having anybody on that's going to do something that is going to sidetrack us so much, because what you were doing might have been beneficial, but like I said, it sounded really weird.
Well, if you can tell me where it sounded weird...
Every time you went 1, 2, 3, it sounded like you were taking a hot poker up the you-know-what.
I don't understand that. It's a very strenuous exercise. Here, let me demonstrate it one more time. Hey, Amber, you want to put the box of donuts down for once in your life? Just for once in your life. You and that other broad you're hanging on. All right, here we go, Phil. You ready?
Boy.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, but I...
right. This is the aerobic yoga. I'm gonna stick my nose and get it way up, right up in the, you know. Here we go. And a one.
That's it. It's one.
And two. And three. And
oh, help me.
Was that okay?
What was going on?
I got my nose stuck up there. Sometimes you get your right. Is that it?
All right. So thanks a lot, Dr. Sadler.
Got his nose stuck in his butt? Are you out of your mind or something? You're never going to sell that one.
Well, we just did sell it. Unreal.
What are you looking at me for? I didn't...
Dr. Jim Sadler, we will... if he comes out with some kind of a booklet, or he comes out with any kind of further instruction... I think he's kidding, to be honest with you.
Well, now you got the idea, man. That whole thing got a nose stuck up there.
Let me tell you how I know this guy's for real. We had him on the show not too long ago, and he was demonstrating it in studio. I don't know if you guys remember, but I finally got the lay of the land on this guy, and I was doing this aerobic exercise with him, and he's going, yeah, that's right, Phil. Stick your face right up in there. You remember that?
Oh, my God, and then he farted.
Yeah.
You know what?
I got my face right up next to his rear end because that's what he said this yoga exercise was, and then he did what he did.
The guy was kidding around.
The guy's a joker, yeah. He's a joker. All right, we'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show. Woo!
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Phil, let me try one more time. One, two. My dog is done. Okay, it's out.